Whoa.
Whoa. Whoa. What the hell up for? Y'all ain't been talking about that.
Nah, I like it. I like
no,
it.
No. We love it.
Nah.
It's just, we don't talk about that here. So continue. Kilo is what
this is back in the day in my time when I was doing dirty fucking shit.
Right. I like it.
Y'all shit is called dirty water.
Dirty? Yeah. Give me the dirty.
I'm gonna give
you some dirty shit.
Podcast.
You is the topic, man.
Why am I a topic?
See, you is the topic.
Why the fuck am I a topic?
Who's the topic?
Why the fuck am I a topic? I'm talking to you, nigga. Like, why the fuck? What you talking about? Why am I a topic?
Because you likes the best.
We just mean that sweater. You coming here with the Giants looking fat?
What? Looking I fat. Look fat?
You look like a father figure.
Why you worry about my weight?
Nah,
I'm
good.
A grown ass man. Damn, you a grown ass man. You worry about my fucking weight, nigga.
You rolling with me? Huh? You got the stamp on your dirty water stamp. So they see you,
wearing?
They see me.
What are y'all wearing? What are y'all wearing? Mm-hmm. What are y'all wearing?
Me?
What are you wearing?
I'm wearing me.
I'm wearing me.
Some shit out and just grab and go.
Oh, yeah, you come in. Oh, let's get this shit started. This is Dirty Water Podcast. I'm Lexington.
Moses. You already?
This is episode 143, and here again, we have the homie Ronnie C in this bitch with us.
Ronnie C. Rouse.
Why, this is polyester. Why you don't like it?
I fuck with y'all.
This is how you got to coronate. You know
that shit is not polyester, bro.
Don't worry about
yellow.
It.
Shut your cotton shirt ass up, man.
Oh, my God. Shit is crazy, man.
It's nice to feel good in cotton. I got a cotton shirt.
Shut the fuck up, man. What's good, Ronnie? What's up, man?
Everything and nothing.
You didn't call me. You say you wanted to join the pod. You say you had some things to get off your chest. Sounds like it in your music because you're a fucking rapper. I like your music. I do spin it. You know what I mean?
Seeing the building.
Ronnie seeing this bitch.
I'm just not hearing the music. I ain't gonna cap.
That's cool.
I had me lying, telling me, yeah, I'm being lit. No.
Nah, I said, you know, I said, anytime like he drop, I
hit I like
him up,
what I hear, but I'm just saying, I'm not going to cap.
He know I spin his shit.
I'm just
fuck
not going to cap.
Let me smoke.
I'm going to take a shot of this crown real quick. Oh.
Sitting here lying. All right, then you talking about you like one of his tracks.
No, it's like,
which one you like? Hold on, man.
What?
Which one you like?
I like all of them.
What's all
questions
of them?
They need answers.
I need.
QT.
I don't know the names.
Because you know, when people say they like something, they know the tracks. You know what I'm saying? Like, you
wait,
know the
tracks. Okay, hold on.
Because you know Jadakiss tracks, right? Huh?
I know he's heard him directly.
I'm just saying.
Anytime I spin his shit, I send him a text like, yo. Yeah. I like that.
He sent me the title too. You do. Okay. You do.
Like, so you can shut the fuck up with your fucking polyester. Light your fucking backwoods and mind your goddamn business.
You can't even name a song that you just kissing ass.
Ramsey Street.
Mm.
It's Texas. You can't
bitch ass. Mm. Now shut the fuck up. Can we pod now?
I was just saying, bro. Not paying back, but you don't know a fucking song.
Dave, can we
you don't know a fucking
bro.
Song.
Jesus Christ. What's up, Ronnie?
Just living my life, man.
I'm just fucking with
you. You know I love you, bro. Come on, you know I love you, bro. Yeah.
But I'm just living my life, man. My son's 18. You know what I mean? I made the graduation from child support.
You know hey, you know, hold on. Let's clap it up.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. We're sending my son to New York. I leave that part alone. But yeah, everything's been straight. It's like I'll only answer questions you ask.
Well, I mean, are you coming out with some new music, nigga?
So the issue we're having right now is in Fayetteville, they have a list that some person made up, like top 10 rappers, performers in Fayetteville and shit. And it's like none of them I see on that list have songs with anybody with Grammys.
That's how you feel, huh?
Nah, I mean, it's like, I ain't see my name on the list. I was like, cool, I don't belong on this list. Like, if you're on that list, I'm like, okay, good luck. It's
you got that. You got to be in the Grammys.
Nah, so you can have the numbers. How many of y'all have done songs with someone who has a Grammy? Okay, before you answer that question, how many of y'all have done a song with that has two Grammys? Before you answer that question, how many of y'all had done a song with someone who has three Grammys? Like, okay, start your list over, nigga.
That's a lot of questions.
Yeah, it's like, so is it a list or is it a pinpoint on a piece of paper?
Tell the people the songs you referencing.
Excuse me?
Tell the people the songs
you referencing. Me and Timothy Bloom, we got the new one, Lost for Your Love. He's on the workshop. He's the first one who had me on the actual Spotify playlist.
You put me on Timothy Bloom. He got some fire.
Yeah, I mean, it's like, the crazy thing is, like, all of us rode the same school bus. Me, him, and J. Cole.
Okay.
All of us from the same high school. And it's like everybody like keeps wondering why we're randomly. It's not random. Mm-hmm. More questions?
Been doing this. Been hanging out.
Yellow.
Yellow.
But see, that's what people don't know. Like, the people that been around, other people that be doing their own thing.
I can tell you the day I started rapping. I started rapping September 16th, 1999. There was a Mobb Deep album came out called Murder Music. The first track that I actually rapped
to. Babe, you don't know Murder Music.
First track I rapped to was called Track 16. The first track I rapped to was Track 16 with Cool G Rap. And it was like, that's when I spent my first bar. My brother used to rap in the 90s. He was the first one people you ever seen with a CD. Everybody used to have tapes. He's the first one seen with a CD. He recorded it where Digital Wave Studio is at now.
Shout out to the Wave when we were selling burnt CDs, man.
Yeah, dead ass, bro.
I was one of those in school.
That was
yo.
A good era.
Yo, what you want on that?
No.
What you want on that? I got you. LimeWire.
Y'all talking about like Morpheus? 98. y'all talking about the late 90s. We talking about 91.
Oh.
That's when CDs weren't happening.
I was just talking about when I was selling them. That's all.
Yeah, but fucking the first line I ever spent with my brother, because he was going in on me, and my brother can rap, you know what I'm saying, for that era. But my first rhyme was like, you can say whatever you want. I think you whack. I'll take you outside, smoke you like that black. And it was like, keep going. That's when I started rapping again. I randomly bought this CD burner, and it came with this bonus CD called Acid One. That's when I first started making beats off of loops and shit like that. Then I ended up meeting Kevin Akeda, Kayla Akeda, and Keith Akeda. These people I stay with in Hawaii to this day, 24 years later. I go to the studio out there, you know what I mean, like with Keith, he's my guy. He made the Hawaii flows. He's the only other producer I still fuck with. That's how
shout
she popped
to Hawaii.
Off.
Fucking beautiful out there.
Yeah, I know you've been out there too.
It's beautiful out there.
Yeah, man.
Rest in peace, my wife, man. We had a great
rest
time.
In peace tour.
We had a great time out there.
You know, there was something that's like, I'm not using this for applause or nothing, but it was, I was saying something earlier and I said, I ain't gonna say that. I remember last time. And the only time I was in here, she was in here. You know? So I was like, I remember her face. I remember her kindness. I remember shit. And it's like, I'm not trying to bring that up. I'll let you continue that.
Nah,
you're good. You know,
good.
But she's...
We good over here.
She's a wonderful woman.
Yeah, we good over here, kid.
And she was
good.
Cool.
Yeah. Happy Very New cool. Year to every motherfucking body out here. We made it to another fucking year.
Dub to Trey.
Around the fucking sun.
New year, new things.
What y'all do? Dave, what you do?
I ain't do much. Just chill. Drank a little bit.
You ain't shit. Nah, man. Thought you went out and partied or something.
I'm too old for that, man. Ain't nobody partying.
Nigga, I'm older than you, bro. I'm 57 years old.
I can tell.
I'm chilling, bro. I ain't doing all that partying. We did all that shit in my younger days. You know what I mean? And I don't want to be out here driving.
How old are you? 41?
Oh, yeah. You pushing
That's
it
crazy.
But 33. Soon.
Oh, you Jesus.
Nigga, I'm
age.
The oldest nigga out here, bro. I'm 39.
Yeah, you oldest dirt, bro.
Like, dead up.
It's cool,
it's
though.
Like, I be telling you all the time, it's like, this chick the other day, I was fucking with, and it's like, I'll be honest, I fuck different bitches every day.
okay.
Nah, it's like, I can say it. Hey, I fuck different bitches every day. They'll see this.
So,
you think
cool
it will turn
life,
them
huh?
off. It brings more. Like, stop acting like I know where I stay at. They keep loving my mom.
Next.
Bro. No, I'm joking. Yeah, like, fucking, it was like, the chick's like, girl, the other day, she's the first time she seen my tattoo, 9-10. And she's like, what's that, a gang, a set or something? I was like, it's 9-10. And she's like, what's that? I was like, 9-10, 9-1-0, which is also my birthday, September 10th. You know what I mean? It's like, my shit been different. Everything I've been doing has been different. You know what I mean? It's like when I got the job at the post office, it's like all my homies from my neighborhood, we got F's. Him too. I'll keep his name out of it. We got F's. You know what I mean? Like I had to go to a trial with jurors and shit. Mm-hmm. I got 2 attempted murder charges. I got all this other crazy
shit.
I can talk about it.
I know what you get attempted murder charges for.
Since we're here. Because I can talk about shit. Because four of my friends are judges.
They can't.
And if we do anything in Cumberland County, they have to get my shit moved to Harnett County or to Hope County. Mm-hmm. Because it's like they have to recuse themselves. I'm not a judge. I'm friends with them. I show you pictures of all of them, bro. One of them's an AKA. She was my first lawyer. Last one was my ex-girlfriend. The other one I delivered mail to. The other guy punched at last call. He's a judge. I stole his ass. He tried to get me locked up. I beat that shit too. It's like, when I tell people this shit, it's like, I mean it's honestly, and it's not for no, try to get an impact out of you or just try to make myself seem harder than you or nothing. I'm Ronnie C. Rouse. I'm Ronnie C. My mother's from Compton, California. My dad's from Virginia Beach. Mm-hmm. Virginia Beach, they have a Rouse Boulevard. My cousin played at Green Bay Packers up there. He's about to become a center up there. California shit, we run that shit. Fucking everything except for when niggas go to Compton, they keep thinking about the Crips and the Bloods and shit. The Mexicans run California. Mm-hmm. Like, you don't be out there like that. Y'all don't get that shit. Mm-hmm. So it's like, I go out there, I wear my UNC shit.
I see it.
Yeah, I always wear my UNC shit. And they're like, oh, you a neighborhood Crip. And I'm like, what? But it's like, I've been blessing, like, on some other shit. And it's like, I might have been gangbanging when I was 16 under some fake shit. You know what I mean? It's like, when the shit got real, which I accepted, I can't turn my back away from it. But it's like, it's like, I'm not out here banging. Because niggas keep forgetting my mom, she graduated from Compton High School in 1971. You know what I'm saying? So the Crips started in 64. And she out there, it was really repping your neighborhood. Let's say you from fucking Sapona in Cedar Creek. You know what I mean? All you doing is saying
shout out Sapona and Cedar Creek. Yeah, you already know East Side.
Your family thing was funny.
Yeah, but that's all you saying is where you from. It wasn't all anti-blood. Our anti-MA, this is like black hand shit like that. So it's like we grew up different. When I grew up, I saw hard. I got my first 2 tattoos off selling crack. I'd have been in jail 54 times. You know what I'm saying?
That's too much, bro.
I don't care.
More than 3 strikes, bro.
It got to the point where my mom was like, yo, every time I got out, she was like, oh, you getting out of jail to come visit us. You know what I mean? Like, I fucked up. I was at the old jail, D block. I've been in the new jail, to IH. Shit like that. You know what I'm saying? I got locked up in
D-block.
5 different states. I got locked up in Rikers Island. I don't know if I ever told you that shit. When I was at the Lady Luck at the Apollo. Fucking, I got locked up in Maricopa County in Phoenix. We got to wear the pink shits and saying shit outside. I locked up at LAX.
Oh, yeah,
I got locked up in Hawaii. I got locked up at SeaTac, Seattle, Tacoma. You know what I mean?
Shout out to Seattle. Like, I love it out there.
That was the easiest jail ever.
It's
nigga.
Beautiful out there.
But it's
like,
I'm 6'5". I'm 6'5". It's like, I'm not this big ass nigga, but it's like, when niggas are like, you see me in my face, you want to fuck with me? It's like, all right, cool. You sure? And it's like, to this day, the issue we had, I'm banned from
three. Boxing or some shit too?
No, I'm banned from 3 bars in Fayetteville. You know what I'm saying? This place called Last Call. We'll keep it there. Let's start there. I've been whooping people's ass there since I was 16. When we were starting shit, after I had my child, I had to learn how to slow down. Like, I cut it back. And the one time I actually...
The child will change you.
Yeah, mm-hmm. The one time I actually almost murdered this motherfucker up there. It's like fucking... They were like, you banned. And I was like, why? The girl said that the ALE said you can't come up here. I ran to the guy ALE, Rick, who got the guy on the ALE... ABC store on Morganton Road and was about to get fired. He got the shit dismissed, whatever. I ran to him. I was like, yo, I was like, they said I can't come up to this bar no more until my shit go to court. And he was like, yo, that's right. He's like, you're Ronnie Rouse. And I was like, oh, fuck. My shit went through. I thought I was going to prison. They gave me a minimum. They was like, you plead guilty. You do 69 months. It was like, if not, you're going to do 118. And I was like, this is the one time the issue I had was, and I have no problem admitting it because it's a lot of y'all niggas. Let me speak for myself. A lot of people, it's like, there's things in my past. That's my past. I'm not proud of it, but I'm not ashamed of it. You know what I mean? I'm Ronnie fucking C. And it's like, when I say that, it's not me as no rapper, no producer. I'm me.
Right.
You know what I mean? So it's like, fuck off if you want. I had to go to a trial, and I won the trial, and I got the job at the post office.
I got a question for you, Ronnie.
We about to make Vlad proud with this
interview. Whatever, man. Ask my mama. Ask Anna Rouse.
Oh, hold on real quick. Let me ask Moses, what you do for New Year's?
Nothing, nigga. Fuck you mean?
Like, she really? I was giving.
What I supposed to have some kind of?
I thought you
party
might
and shit.
Be a fuck, nigga.
Stupid ass, nigga.
Ronnie.
Dumbass question.
Can she spit in your mouth? You fuck different bitches. Can she spit in your mouth?
No.
You know how to rap? You a rapper? I'm asking.
I'm a mailman and no, because she'll get the shit delivered. She'll get it delivered, nigga.
That's how COVID started.
You want first class or priority?
That might be how COVID started, dude.
Tell you, man.
Like, what they started talking about spitting him out, next you know, COVID is everywhere in 2020.
No, like, so the thing is, like,
2019, 2020, they start spitting their mouth and shit. Now COVID's here.
The other issue I have is, like, I have too many women.
This shit.
No, I'm not.
You obsessed with
I never let no woman do no shit like that.
You must be spitting her mouth.
No, nigga. I'm not spitting nobody.
Yo, nasty ass nigga eating salad. Nigga gonna spit in the mouth ranch and shit.
Fuck what y'all talking about.
I don't even eat
I was trying to tell y'all something.
What's up?
Good, I have too many fucking women. I made a video. No, I made a video. It was with
Is that a problem?
Is that OnlyFans?
No.
You doing OnlyFans?
Well, I fucked this bitch on her too.
Yeah, yeah, I know.
But it's like
the mask on.
This show I had is like it's like when people talk about.
I knew I see Ron C. production.
Yeah, but it's like, no, listen. I don't mind kind of like I got the George Jefferson bald head. I got a pink coup. You know what I'm saying? It's like I'm a normal ass nigga, and it's like these chicks still pop up. I made a video with every chick that I fucked and are not fucked, and it's like it attracted more bitches. You know what I mean? I made a song about bitches about how they want shit from me. It attracted more bitches. You know what I mean? How to get it put off the radio?
I mean, it happened.
I'm man. Like, shit. Is it got 195,000 Shazams? I was like, can I delete this shit? I had to go through this thing called IED to get it and remove it. You know, because like my focus is on production. I need to hit that, by the way, or one of them. You know, ask it first.
Yeah, my nigga.
Yeah, you asking for a lot,
bro. I'm like polite. I don't litter.
I'm polite. You should have asked it yourself.
Oh, you don't got an ashtray over there.
I don't litter.
I go to Hawaii so much. You learn that no littering shit, and it's like it sticks in your head.
But then there's bums everywhere.
Yeah,
we're homeless. Let me say that.
So the thing about those people.
You feel me, Dave?
The thing about those people is like it was one day I called a guy a bum. My father told me not to, and I was like, why? He's like, because all of us are two decisions away from becoming one of them.
That's a fact. That's why
you might fuck up on one part. That's like you got step two.
Tomorrow you can lose it all. For sure.
What are you telling
me? It depends on how you come back, though.
The bounce back is always real.
It's always on you. Go back.
I'm sorry, bro.
Get your stinking home.
Sorry, bro. Sorry.
I got questions for y'all today.
Oh, shit.
I really don't.
No, ask us something. Nobody asks us shit. And I'm sick of talking to them, and they sick of talking to me. And you say you follow us.
How do you feel about becoming the biggest podcast in history and not realizing you're the one doing it yet?
It's amazing.
So shout out to Mike Lynn. Shout out to Joy Weaver. Shout out to Drew Kramer. And this is your clip right there.
I like it.
I do.
I like the energy. I like the energy, but honestly, though, bro, I do this shit to have fun with my bros. I mean, if it becomes the biggest shit, it just becomes that naturally.
Y'all know y'all the only New York niggas I fuck with. Like, so my shit.
I'm North Carolina. I'm not New York.
Where you from, North Carolina?
I'm here, born and raised. Favorite.
Where you go to high school at? That's a real question.
Cape Fear.
Yo, what's Road. Up? What's up? I went to K-Fair. Hold on.
Oh, you went to Clinton Road, too? So, Shrove. We went to Terry Sanford.
What the fuck's wrong with K-Fair?
K-Fair made us, baby.
What the fuck is all K-Fair, that?
They love K-Fair, baby.
It's a new school with an old sign.
What the fuck is wrong with this
nigga,
Moses?
Baby.
What the fuck, my
it's
nigga?
It's a new school with an old sign, bro.
I mean, you know.
Double A Mail. Well, come on, man. What's that? Let's go to Mac Williams. Next door.
Dave, across you answer the question.
Across the street from the DOT. Yeah, I'm sure it's really safe out there. Hey, state troopers and sheriffs.
That shit just got built out
there. Yeah, that's just.
Oh, okay. Y'all ain't no Jack Britt.
Jack Britt. I knew a couple of homies of Jack
Britt. I ain't go to Jack Britt. I don't fuck with Jack Britt. I'm a Terry Sanford nigga.
I had plenty of homies of Terry Sanford.
FTS.
Wasn't K-Fair and Terry Sanford beefing back in the day or something?
Bruh, our shit
like
was
the white boys?
Our shit was called Fevel High School.
The white boys?
That's on them.
Why are you asking a nigga?
I don't know. Hey, Jehovah Witness, y'all can't be talking to people during the Ring cameras.
I'm a Jehovah Witness too.
I mean, I'm just saying.
Hi, Luce.
What?
I'm just saying, like, but what they're communicating to you,
it means light in Spanish.
They're trying to give you that, give it to you through the Ring camera, though. It's like, I'm not.
How many hoes y'all fuck? How many hoes y'all fuck?
Boy, excuse me, what?
How many hoes y'all fuck?
I'm supposed to just.
Yeah, how many hoes you fuck?
How many hoes?
Not hoes, not whores. How many women have you slid dick to? Because I got an insane number. And I got a receipt.
Are you proud of that?
I'm asking y'all questions.
I'm just saying money like yours.
Yeah, it's definitely not like yours.
What, 5, 10, 20, 80?
Your funds is different than mine.
For all of
no, it's, nigga, I've been selling dope my whole life, but it's like, that's not about
that's
that.
That's the thing.
You got a receipt for all of them?
You've been in a situation where you can get them whores.
I started working at the post office in 2017. I have not been selling dope.
And you know how to see a whore. I can't, unless you know, she say something nasty. Then I'm like, damn, that's a whore.
You got a receipt for all of them?
Hmm? That's you like, can point them out.
I love the way
it's
y'all,
in your eyes.
I love the way y'all deflecting my question.
You see
I
it.
I haven't counted.
You can't tell me you don't see it in their eyes.
So
that's a whore.
3, 7, 5, 90, a million.
A million.
I'd probably say a good 6.
There you go.
All right, that's cool.
I say a good 6 because I was married for
how
a
many
minute,
you think?
Because
I feel like you're like in the 20s, 30s.
Oh.
Yeah, you 20, 30 ass nigga, yo. Get the fuck out of here.
Probably like 10 or something.
Damn.
Yeah, that's it. I'm not.
So what's your insane number, Ronnie?
What, mine?
Yeah. You said it's insane.
Let him guess. No, be realistic.
They can't hear him, so. You know
no,
what I mean?
No. We'll let him guess. What you want to say 500?
500?
Like,
my nigga?
No, be realistic.
I think he's shaking his head. That's bad.
Think about it. You're off camera. You're off camera. Think about it. How I'm like that you actually see me with and know. Because it's a new one every day.
I just realized he had the Ramsey Street shirt on. I didn't even notice.
Northside, nigga.
I didn't even notice.
I like it.
You say 300?
What's the fucking insane number? Because they can't hear him. You know
what
I'm
saying? Oh, he's saying 300.
So what's your insane? You saying 300?
I was thinking more like 490.
490, and you keep in count, and you. Why do you hold up? Why do you keep count though?
Oh, I don't. I'm just trying to guess. Y'all keep gonna have memory loss.
I guess
it's like my mom
500.
I forgot. Yeah, you did. You did bump your head.
Unfortunately,
you almost died. Like,
yeah, but yeah, I'm here.
That's a blessing.
490, no STDs.
No. There's things called condoms. I hope you guys use condoms, y'all.
Sometimes they pop.
You ain't lived until you had an STD.
Well,
man.
Sometimes they pop.
If they pop, they gotta stop.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah, I don't.
You can get out from the mouth. Check their mouth out.
My kid's mom. Y'all don't even know my kid's mom. Like, we straight. My kid's mom is straight.
We straight. I just love how you put that in there. Yeah, my kid's mom.
I was the best man at her wedding. We're still best friends. I don't know if y'all ever been to Piero's or anywhere downtown on Hay Street.
Actually, I just went to Agora the other day.
Well, move it along.
Had some good lamb chops.
Yeah, I can't eat at fancy restaurants.
It's not that fancy. It's just
I'm not able yet.
That's fine.
You know,
I can.
I'm still eating Burger King.
Not eat for double niggas.
Five
every time I go
five.
Out somewhere, it's like my bills be like fucking $1,100. You know what I mean? My homegirl took me to this place called...
$1,100.
I was like, I don't need to spend no money tonight. My shit was only $59, but I spent another extra $150. My whole goal is to spend $200 a day, and it's like I roll over $6,000 a month. So it's like I try to keep my shit to $72,000 a year. You know what I mean? But it's like when I roll over for like this shit, like I don't care. That's money I'm blowing.
But see, that's a good thing to have.
Richie,
like,
am I lying? Richie, am I lying? Now listen, but so I'm gonna tell you a difference for everybody else. The guys with the chains and the gold, that's other shit. The money they think I spend that every fucking day, and I'll do it for the rest of my life.
God bless you, bro.
No. It's like listen,
for real.
Listen, it only affect my shit if I do that for the rest of my life. It'll be 70% of the pay, but as of now, it's like 9%. So it's like cool. I'll spend $6,000 a month. I don't care.
I mean, you only live once.
If you ever see me on my Snapchat, what you see?
You only
see
live
my
once,
stories,
man.
Bro. I'm at the bar. I'm here. We yanking. Shots. Well, they're more expensive. You know what I mean? And it's like, I'm not one of these guys that.
You don't think you ever get married?
Oh, hell no, I'm never getting married.
Never.
No. Okay. Uh-huh.
Been through it. I don't want to do it again. No,
I have my spot. Bitch, I masturbate. The fuck, am I trying to do? Like, I'm not locking in no bitch. You know what I mean? Like, period. And it's like, if I'm 60 and 70, I'll be on the same shit.
So you don't think you'll ever be in love? You don't love these bitches?
I've had them
married.
Before. Y'all keep forgetting. I date celebrity chicks. Mm-hmm. I date Alina Athens from WTVD. The girl, fuck it. Nigga, where's my phone? I'll show you proof, bro.
You don't gotta, yo, see, what no, you, like, you know, we don't care. This nigga standing up.
I like it.
You like this?
Yeah, I like it. That means, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Yo, bitch, and I got it. I don't give a fuck. I'm fucking bitches. I got bitches fucking dick. This is me. All these bitches want me. You know who the fuck I am? Huh? Yes. Bitches. Not ladies. I got all these bitches.
Everywhere. Everywhere.
I fuck hoes.
After she saw my dick, I had another bitch. And then I had another bitch.
Like celebrity bitches, bro. Y'all niggas be like
I don't know who that is. Oh.
I let her take the pictures.
I let her take the picture. I got the receipts, Moses.
Yeah, nigga.
Okay, but look, Ronnie. Look, Ronnie, I don't care though. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
I don't care.
You got all the bitches. Okay. Yeah, hook me up.
Yeah, but it's like, my whole thing is, and it's like, this is why I interrupt, and this is not about y'all. This is when y'all, let's say there's three sections. Y'all step back to section three. Let me handle section one real quick. Mm-hmm. I don't fuck around. I am Ronnie C. I do make music. I do this shit. I do fuck famous bitches.
Oh, make sure you speak it in the mic. Shout out to CJ. I got time for him to be cussing my ass out.
Yellow. But it's like I rap. I hate that part of it.
And fuck a lot
of
bitches.
I love my production. I love that part of it. I fucking, when you see people with blue checks, y'all be like, oh, that's somebody. That the bitches I be fucking.
This nigga's crazy.
I show Lex proof.
And I don't be wanting to know, by the way.
Like, yeah, so it's like you see chicks with blue checks.
I don't care.
I be smashing them. I be smashing them.
Still be looking at them. I don't care.
But I'm just a mailman.
Yo, so I found out what glazing means. I had to find out from my son, too. Said it means meat riding.
wait, excuse me?
This guy's pitiful.
You said glazing?
Yeah. Said it means meat riding.
I've never even heard of glazing.
That's what the kids saying these days.
Okay.
That's the new thing, glazing.
We'll be glazing the nigga, right?
Yeah.
That's nuts.
I
don't even know where to go with it.
I'm like, how did y'all come up with glazing? Like, how'd y'all do that?
Yucks. That sounds nasty.
What you think, Moses?
I don't think shit. First of all, it's not my era.
I think it's nuts.
It's a nasty word.
The kids slang.
That's got to be a porn word. I don't give a fuck. Don't really the kids didn't come up with this. A porn star it. Came up with this.
Telling so, you, man.
That's our OnlyFans shit. That's all. You say glazing, sounds like OnlyFans.
Say glazing.
Yeah, look that shit
like
up.
Like, come on somebody's bitch face. I be not in your face all the time, bro. No, nigga, like, listen, bro. Yeah. I'm going to tell you some real ass shit.
Uh-huh. You and do that every time I see you.
No, listen.
Every time I talk to him, he got to tell me some real shit.
Pause the camera.
No, we not pausing nothing.
No, I need you to pause it.
I can't get up and do all that. No, you just show me later, bro.
Come on.
You got to show me later. Because the way the editing goes, I don't got time for that shit. I don't got the time. I don't got the time, bro. Look, is crazy. Yo, CJ's gonna hit me.
It was a nice interview tonight. Cool. No, listen. I'm gonna stop it. I'm giving you the best link you ever had.
What are you doing?
You just have to run the car, but this time I'm going to speak. So we can't get dap.
You stop it. Yeah, so we back, bitch. Oh, shit. Get my shit right.
Back again.
Ronnie C got the fuck up out of here. Told me some real shit though. Gave me some real dope knowledge out of that nigga. What y'all want to talk about, man? What's going on, man? What's going on? What you do?
But you know, like, you know how some of the things like you'll see on TV and you wish like that was your job. You might could do that better. Or you might could do that. You know how some people always say that? Like with the cooking shows. I'm like, not cooking, but I just want to go travel, eat stuff. Just want to go be fat.
So what you want to do? You want to go eat crickets? Mm-hmm. Is that what she's saying? You want to go? You want
to
go?
Like, if that's what I had to do, but I don't want to eat it. I think, like, you know, yeah, they appreciate my little, you know what I'm saying, input, invite my homies. Because you got to understand, like, most of those people get paid to do that professionally. They're in the, you know, I'm not trying to be funny, but like in the same category bracket.
So you want
to
be one of those?
But if we do it, it'd be something different.
So you want to be one of the ones
you don't see no brothers and no, like,
traveling,
you know,
just
really
eating different,
yeah,
shit.
Like, you see them eat some good places. I'm not saying that, but like other stuff other people be doing, like the wildest places to go. Eat this food, you know what I'm saying? To try the different kind of foods, Africa's, you know.
Egypt. Where you want to go try some shit at, Moses?
Everywhere.
You just want to go everywhere. You just want to go everywhere. He want to, Dave, he want to eat cats. He want to eat rats.
Nah, I just want to go, like, not just that, just different places. You eat good food, like, yeah, you know what I'm saying?
You want to try Cuba, cow testicles?
Like, Cuba and stuff like, you know.
They got a show for that, Fear Factor.
See, you just on, so bro. Nasty is no. You just see on. One thing and you just going crazy. Cow piss. The ball sack. Leg licking. Cow ears. Piss ain't.
Fear Factor.
Here's what you want. Ass shit. Liver shit. Liver stuff with doo-doo shit. Shut the fuck up. I'm just talking about eating a different kind of place. Your stupid ass going somewhere else. I'm just saying. Like a fucking kid. You going to Chuck E. Cheese? You going to Chuck E. Cheese? Basketball.
We're shoot going to Chuck E. Cheese.
Play this.
Crazy.
Play golf.
Yeah, those fucking traveling, eating shows is probably the best. One of the best careers I think you would have. If they pay you to fucking travel and eat.
But think about Jesus. Like, that's you might just that. Get. Who don't, you know what I'm saying? Like, we say that because we was the one saying. Same thing about the rap career. We were young. We want to be rappers. But we find out a lot of shit. I don't want to do that. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah, yeah. They look like they be staying in some dirty ass villages and shit. I ain't trying to get that deep into it.
You know what I'm saying? So, it's still good. I do because, like, we can't fun to go to, like, you know what I'm saying? I can't be mad at them for where they came from. Because most of the time when you go in those little areas, them be the nicest places you want to go.
Not some of the coolest
people. You know what I'm
saying?
Yeah, be the most coolest people. Yeah. And they have the shit secure. Not every place you want to go because some shit, you know what I'm saying? They got some shit going on. You know what I'm saying? But
I ain't trying to stay in no hut for more than 3 days or something like that. You know what I mean? That's just me.
I don't want to stay in no hut. But I don't know. Is it by the water?
I just do like.
And is the water turquoise?
Nigga, there's a hut and some bamboo sticks you laying on.
If the water is turquoise, I mean, I might.
Give a fuck what color the water
is. Just do it like one day, man.
Give a fuck what color. Give a fuck what color the water is.
For that. Hotel, nigga. Yeah, I don't know. I might do it because you got to understand. I don't know. I'll be trying to get that whole experience. You know what I'm saying? Live like you live. What if I had to live like this? You never know. You know what I'm saying? So I might try to get that experience. I know I'm bougie and be wanting to get in a hotel, but I'd be like, let me get this experience because you don't ever know. I might learn something. You know what I'm saying? They might live that you think is bad, but most of the time be nice in their little spots because they already know what. They live there, so they know what, you know what I'm saying, what to do, not to do. And you got to watch out. You show that love, they show you love.
How you feel about ranch on spaghetti?
Why would you do that, though? I feel like that's a mistake. I love ranch, but not ranch on everything.
I don't like ranch at all, so.
Just like with the hot sauce.
You don't even like ranch on your wings, Dave?
Like hot sauce and spaghetti?
Ranch wings is cool. You mean a ranch sauce? Or seasoning? Which one are you talking about?
The sauce, the dipping sauce.
Nah, I don't like
dip your wings in it.
I don't like ranch.
With the ranch seasoning, I might do the spaghetti, but like you just talking about put the no.
Nah, I don't like. I don't like ranch.
You just like white shelling, man. What we doing? No ranch. You really a ranch lover if you doing shit like that. Some shit you just can't do with ranch. Like with the ranch with the fruit, drove me crazy. I did not know that. You ever try that?
No.
Other than the fruit dip,
I don't like. I'm with Dave. I hate ranch. I like to dip my wings in
homemade,
it a little bit.
I like homemade ranch. Like you know what I'm saying? I be trying to get like the homemade made shit.
Nah, man, fuck that ranch. I
fuck with the ranch. I don't fuck with the blue cheese.
Heard somebody say, "Yeah, I throw the ranch on the spaghetti." I was like, "What?"
you
fucking disgusting. Yeah. What the fuck is wrong with you?
Everybody eat different. Like I said, like I've seen people throw hot sauce.
How your stomach feel after about that? To that, like you know what I mean? Like I think about that type of shit when I'm eating now. Like I'm like, nigga, I wonder how that shit coming out. Like you know what I mean? I can't fuck all that, man. Give me some fruits and some veggies, man. Some lamb.
Some shit be crazy, but some shit you gotta try like Italian dressing on chicken, like marinating that shit, and then cook it.
No, that's good. I'm with you on that, Moses.
I didn't know that was like I was like, ew. But then when I did, I was like, oh shit, this shit's fire.
No, I'm with you on that. I can do that.
Some shit like you think ridiculous, like be some good shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, but not all of it. I can't do like all of it. Mm. Most of the time niggas be trolling. Don't follow that. Like on the TikTok shit, and they just throwing cheese, then she threw eggs, and threw the uncooked noodles in. And like, what the fuck are you doing?
The uncooked noodles?
Yeah, it was just crazy.
Well, you gotta cook the noodles first. Like, what we.
I don't. Like, if you doing shit like that, you don't know how to cook. You just trolling. You
some them bum ass TikTok recipes.
You know what I'm saying? That don't make no sense that they just doing because they know people gonna look at it because why? It's disgusting. You know what I'm saying? So you just giving them. Looks. If you stop watching this shit, you won't give no looks. They won't stop posting that shit.
We ain't did a pod since Tory got locked up. And then he got found guilty.
We gotta say a little something about that.
Yeah, so Tory got found guilty of them three charges he was going through with Meg, like firing a shot, gun, you know what I mean? Firing a gun.
Recklessly
and some shit and assault.
Right.
And another joint. I always knew the nigga was going down.
You ain't no shit.
No, I knew he was going down.
You ain't no shit.
Reason why I thought he was always going down is because he a black man, one. And soon as I heard that Kelsey, Meg's friend, had immunity, shots was fired.
The deals were struck.
I'm saying shots was fired, and it was I knew it was probably going to be out of them two. And if she got immunity, that nigga going down no matter what. It don't matter what the fuck was said. Somebody going down in L.A. for shooting a gun recklessly, you know what I mean, on a public street like that.
So. I was hearing the L.A. laws is like, I mean, yeah, like the California laws is like the New York laws with the guns.
Right. They don't go through. They don't fuck with that
shit. They ain't playing about none of that shit.
So I knew that nigga was going down no matter what. I don't know what they gonna give him. Hopefully, they don't give him nothing too crazy. But if he did shoot at her, or
what is he facing? 20? Something like that? 22? Something crazy?
Something like that. Andy Portis.
They might make an example out of his ass.
They might.
That'd be.
He definitely out of here, though. They gonna kick this nigga out of the U.S., that's for sure.
Yeah. Well,
I ain't heard from Meg since, though. I ain't heard no praise from her or nothing. I guess they don't. She probably won't say nothing until he gets sentenced.
I see when they was I see they was blaming a lot of it on alcohol. You know, a lot of drinking for a lot of people that be doing a lot of drinking and shit. I was one of them.
You're blacking out.
You not understanding what's going on. You don't know what the fuck you doing. Like.
It might have been that.
Your ass would be right there in court like Tory Lanez facing 2022 on some bullshit.
Yeah, them niggas was wilding out there.
Yeah,
man.
You know what I mean? Like
you just gotta show you just gotta move different. You really got to move different and like handle your situation.
The witness was like, I seen a little short guy shooting everywhere.
Everywhere.
This thing is crazy, man.
Oh, I got a question for y'all real quick. I was out hanging out with one of my homies, right? And I call him my rich friend because I feel like he rich. You know what I mean?
It's good to have rich friends.
That's what I was saying. That's what I try to tell people. Get some rich friends. So we go out to lunch, right? Put me onto this spot downtown. We got the lamb chops. I run the tab up. Am I wrong for running up the tab if my rich friend is paying?
Why is it like that? Like, when you broke, you always like the samplers.
Like, am I wrong?
You get
like,
something cheap. Like,
was I supposed to be considerate of his friend?
You
get truffles rich
on the pasta.
Like, I know this is not going to affect you, not one bit.
Like, you have a problem with it?
He didn't say a word.
If he says something, you wrong me.
No, but see, sometimes people think I'm rich like y'all motherfuckers. Mm-hmm. I don't want y'all thinking y'all can do that to me if we go somewhere. And
you
I'm saying,
what?
Yo, what's on me?
I don't think you rich. What the fuck is you talking about?
I think you should be like that anytime. I'm not saying nobody rich. Everybody feel rich. But the thing is, like,
fuck out of
it. It just feels good because, like,
I don't know.
If he's,
Moses be on some bullshit with me talking about I'm rich and shit. Fuck. Yeah, you, nigga.
I don't know. Moses you be talking about rich.
I know I don't.
We all rich. In our eyes, man.
Rich in spirit, right?
Yes,
definitely.
You got a lot of things that you're rich on.
I can
so
tell by that
I'm
dusty
saying.
Ass shirt you got on.
Shout out to my Giants, we in the playoffs.
Oh, shout out to the Giants,
we in the playoffs. Oh, now a shout out. Now it's a dusty.
I ain't even. You know I don't want sports.
Nah, fuck out of here. Nah, fuck out of here.
I'm
not
with New York. Yeah,
now it's your hurt. Fuck out of here, nigga. Now it's your hurt. Yo, New York, look how y'all man do y'all. Yo,
I'm riding with New York.
Fuck out of here.
It's that shirt.
Now
is
my
dusty.
Shit dusty.
It's still
it's
dusty.
Crazy.
It's good to have a rich friend. Like,
neck is stretched out.
To show you things that
the fucking brand new shirt.
Stretched out.
All right, yeah. Turned to a V-neck.
Fuck you, boss.
Got the bubble in it.
Like 10 washes in.
Man. Nah, Moses said I came in here looking fat early. I ain't appreciate that shit. You do? Like, go ahead, bro.
Like, just about to just hit the remote. Like a Black Al Bundy.
Dad,
come on,
yeah,
man. Relax,
dad body
man.
Full effect, you know what I mean?
It's good to have rich friends, though. Like, they show you things that,
you running the tab up on your rich friend, Moses?
I'm having fun. You gonna have fun. That's what
you gonna talk
me
shit
to do.
Doing it. Yeah. Right. Let me get a double, man.
You know what I'm saying?
It's my man.
It's
right
on him.
Here. And it's all on him.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Huh?
He my man.
And you look good. No. Huh?
I ain't never taking you nowhere, man. Hey, no. I
know. Tip. You take a tab, a tip.
Okay. Huh? All right. All right, cool.
Ask me how much I tip too.
You right?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
This is what
mad.
You get, huh?
Dave, you running the tab up, bro? It's your rich friend, man. You know what I mean? He don't mind.
He don't mind. If he don't mind, I'm running it up. You know what I mean? I ain't going too crazy.
But
though.
What if he like? I'm what if he mind on the low though? Like when he left, he was like, "Fucking Lex, man, how the fuck he gonna do some shit like that, man? You know damn well I was."
I would hope he say something if he's upset.
Oh yeah, because then it's not my friend, right?
Yeah, man. I ain't. You can't go too crazy. Don't go too crazy if it ain't your money. You looking like you sound like a little thotty.
Here we go.
Nah, he just put out the.
Here we go,
he's
man.
Put out the money
type
like
of nigga
always.
That ain't never been to the home to the restaurant and then order the most expensive shit.
Yeah,
that's some hoe shit. You know what I mean?
I wanted lamb chops.
I want the lobster.
I wanted lamb chops.
The lamb chops. The fuck out of here!
I wanted lamb chops. What?
Let me get a double shot of Louie.
I ain't never did no shit like that, nigga. How much is the double? How much
keep
is
the asparagus going?
Louis keep the asparagus.
Right.
Chris.
Endless
I like
asparagus.
Him, Chris.
Endless asparagus. This nigga. You hold
shrimp
yourself
cocktail.
Up.
This delicious.
Listen, man, I was hungry.
You hold yourself out. You a nasty nigga.
Yo, get the fuck out of here.
What you do after that dinner, nigga?
Wow. Yeah, wow. I got done? My kids from school.
I'm not done.
Bitch ass nigga.
That's what she said.
Can I get a doggy bag?
My kids. What about my kids?
I do it for my kids.
For lamb chops.
For lamb chops.
For lamb chops is
I
crazy.
I do it for lamb chops.
For lamb chops.
He was a sick man.
I seen on this other podcast, he was like, stop lying on your kids. Niggas do. Niggas be lying on their kids for dope, anything. Like, why you didn't come pick up the kid? Because my son. Bitch, it was for your son.
That was I was on the 85 South Show. Shout out to 85 yeah. South Show.
My son.
I seen Puff out here living life, you know.
Oh, yeah. Shout out to Puff having another kid. You know what I mean? 58.
He that old?
Nah.
He's 50 something.
He like 53, 52, 52, 53.
Shout out to people like living their life, man. Yo,
Miami back.
Age.
He with her next day.
Chilling. Happy New Year.
Know what I mean? It must be nice, man.
Billionaire, huh?
Just to move how you want to move.
Just do whatever you want.
I'm excited for this new
year. Tell her how you really feel.
I'm excited for this new year. This last new year
was fast. Yeah, certain things come with an understanding when you got money and shit, you know?
Yeah.
That's dope. I ain't mad at how niggas moving they, you know, living their life and shit.
Well, he gives her allowance. Is that tricking?
Nah. You got it, you got it.
Okay. I just asking.
That's the thing. Like, that's their money. Like, calls? Niggas like, man, I don't give a fuck.
Y'all
man.
Willing to give somebody an allowance if you was a billionaire? Y'all willing to give a woman an allowance?
I move different.
If I'm not married to some dumb shit like that, allowance? I don't know if I want to keep a bitch around that long if I was a billionaire. To give her allowance, I keep you 100 with you. But, you know,
you'll get one.
If I'm interested in her and I want to still move around, do my thing and shit. I mean, if that's what it takes to keep the little stupid bitch around, nigga, give her a little money. It ain't going to cost you nothing. Really.
I do what I want.
You know what I mean?
Do what the fuck
you paying want, for dude. The bitches to fall in line. That's at the end of the day.
Not to fall in love.
Yo, you on a roll.
Shut the
you
fuck
on
up.
You on a fucking roll. But you know, if that's what you into,
would I give a bitch an allowance?
Paying for a time. So.
If you got money, certain shit come with the relationships you trying to and how you trying to finagle. You know what I mean?
I probably would. I probably would.
It's all on how you move.
And you know, rules come with that. You
think you know what my problem is. I like giving out money. So I mean, I'm talking about not just with women. I'm talking about
with bitches, nigga. We ain't talking about with nobody else.
Well, I fuck it. I probably get a bitch allowance.
Probably would. The same thing.
She get a little money. If I got money, she get a little bit. Everybody stay money, happy. Bro. I ain't got to hear your stupid mouth. You know what I mean?
I should not hear your stupid mouth anyway.
Especially if I wanted to stick around.
What's the allowance limit? Let's say you a million. You got 10 million in the bank.
What?
What's the allowance you giving her?
Listen.
Look, now we're not doing that. Look, now they don't want to think about it.
No, it's not. They don't want to think about it. I'm not giving her that much, nigga. Because I don't
know.
Like Dave said, I'm not going to know if I'm going to like you that much.
Right. If I got 10 million.
Much, but I'm not going to probably be that.
If I got 10 million, I probably.
She probably got other
either going to be my shorty and mine only.
But you said you still going to do your thing, too.
No, I'm saying I probably won't do my thing.
Oh, got you.
And I won't keep you around. You know what I mean? 10 million ain't enough to be giving a bitch an allowance to keep her around. Man, if you don't get your ass out of there.
Quick little 2,000 a month, Dave. Little 5K a month.
How about nothing? How about that? That's better.
Because at the same time, she probably has somebody else. She doing you like that. She do somebody else like that.
Well, you already know that.
The allowance come with an understanding. I'm not giving you an allowance and you out
here. Go do whatever you want.
Fucking everybody else. Nah, we ain't doing that.
She gonna get allowance
that
from
the
you.
Money,
I ain't
no.
Over
money,
there too.
The money is to put the pussy on hold. Here, that's
yo,
it.
That sounds crazy.
That's what it is. You think my? You
some
think
some situations? I don't.
You
feel
think
like
young Miami out here popping her pussy for somebody else? I don't think so. I think Diddy got that on.
I think so.
I think Diddy got that.
She said she was single.
She all say that until Diddy call.
She said to the game, "I'm single, boo."
Right.
Till Diddy, till
Diddy
call.
Drop a bag on her, put the pussy on hold.
Send a private jet.
Pussy's on hold, dog. Ain't nobody competing with Diddy. Who competing with Diddy right now? If that's her standard, you gotta compete with Diddy. Pussy's on hold, dog.
Right.
Shout out to Diddy. Nah, man. Diddy got it.
She gonna do what the fuck she wanna do.
She gonna do what she wanna do.
That's it. I'm with Moses right there.
I think Diddy got it, though. I think Diddy got it.
Niggas having still.
For the moment, at least. You know, the moment.
They not satisfied with that. You give a fuck about that.
She look like a young, dumb bitch. For real.
We out of here. Yo, we out of here. Keep potting, Dave. We out of here.
Don't say that, because then Amber Rose will be calling us.
Dirty Water's about to take off.
That's the way you want. Why you care?
Young Miami look like the brightest, like the sharpest knife in the drawer. Man, get out of here, man.
Why you care? Let's
be man. I fuck with Young Miami.
If she love it, you know what I mean? Then that's what it is. You know what I mean? It's all good. Shout out to her and Diddy.
I get it.
Yes, they're like shit, man. Whatever they want to do. Man.
Get that money, man. Yeah. Spend that money.
Take that money.
You know what I mean?
Wait, you could take this from me?
Y'all,
2023, man.
Y'all got any goals y'all got set for this year?
It's probably be big for me. That's all I'm saying.
That's a fact. Speak that shit into existence,
bro. There you go.
That's a fact. More gold rings. You're going to have the Nuggets this time. That's what I mean, though.
More money. I don't give a fuck about no damn jewelry.
And I'm going to hit the blunt with the gold rings. Yo, I ain't got nothing else. I'm about to get the fuck out of here. Y'all got anything? Happy New Year to everybody, man.
Yeah, Happy New Year, everybody.
Happy New Year, man.
Episode 143. Follow us on Twitter, Dirty_Water_NC. Facebook, Dirty Water Podcast. Instagram is Dirty Water_Podcast. My Instagram is Dirty Water Lex. What's your shit, Dave?
Dirty Water Dave B.
What you got for us, Moses?
Dirty Water Moses Everything. That's what you look for.
Dirty Water Moses Everything. Shout out to everybody that fuck with us. Keep listening to us. We back every week. You already know what it is. 2-6 and
914.